Ray Foley.
Cool.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Hello, Ireland. Good day. Ray is my name, Raimondo. Feeling great, feeling good. And what did you say? But did Pamela say that I was going to do Eurovision or something? What did she say?
She said you're mad about Eurovision and you got loads of factoids about the song contest. Oh,
isn't that what she's doing, no?
That is what she's doing.
All right. So she's being sarcastic because I basically just said to Pamela what everyone's thinking, okay?
Mm. Yeah.
That. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And now she's not happy with me because the dogs in the street are saying it. The dogs in the street are saying it.
All right.
I can't wait. I genuinely can't wait for Eurovision 2024 when we might be in it again. I'm not arsed about this year. I've moved on. I've already forgotten about it. We didn't get through. Leave it. What have I got for you? You know that thing in the Muslim tradition, or the part of the Muslim tradition, or not tradition is the word, but the ritual, I suppose.
Ceremonies, all right.
Of singing, you'll see it in Muslim countries where they'll have speakers and the call, is it a call to prayer? The singing, where an imam in a mosque will be on a loudspeaker and singing the call to prayer for everyone to hear it.
Usually happens from a tower. I think those towers are called minarets. I could be wrong on that.
I'm utterly ignorant about a lot of things, and this is one of them. But this is the story goes that the imam, who's like the priest or the local, you know, the holy man, he's done his singing on the speakers,
right?
And he's forgotten to turn off he's forgotten to turn off the microphone.
You call that a hot mic?
So the mic is still hot.
Oh, no.
And he's gone to bed and gone to sleep. And he snores.
Of course he does.
Going out over the whole town or the whole neighborhood or the whole city, you're hearing this. They're solid snores. That checked out. That's very heavy snoring. Soft launch day 248.
JFM's.
Yeah, that's right. Soft launch day 248 of the little show that could. 248 broadcasts. And the listenership figures came out yesterday. The latest results have been revealed to the world.
Oh God. Oh my God. Oh God, guys. Oh God, guys. The figures are out again. Oh God, guys.
It's a bit of a sweaty time of the year when it happens.
Oh, floppy.
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous in this line of work. It's absolutely ridiculous that every 3 months that the listenership figures come out and they tell us you're up, you're down, you're hired, you're fired, you're great, you're crap. Actually, here's what we'll do. We just won't tell you what they are today.
Ooh.
We'll just leave it.
Why are you doing that? There must be a reason you're doing that, right? Does that mean they're down?
Oh, he must have lost loads.
Yeah.
I see Foley. He won't even say what he got. He won't even say what the figures are. I bet he's down.
Where's the transparency, Ray?
Thanks, Dad. How about I just give you the cash machine total instead?
That's nice. Yeah, do that.
40,547. Niall Horan and Meltdown. Today FM playing the music you love. So there's a few radio stations around the country having a meltdown this afternoon. Not here on Today FM though, folks, guys. There's new reporting restrictions on the listenership figures. You're not allowed to say. So what's the point of even working in radio anymore? You're not allowed when you're number one, right? Mm. And you're kicking everyone else's ass.
Right.
And everyone else is wishing they were Ray Foley, right?
Okay.
I'm being very specific in this hypothetical.
Mm-hmm. Let's just entertain this notion for a second.
But you're not even allowed to say it now. You're not allowed. Apparently, there's no, like, we're number one. You're not allowed to say you're number one.
Yeah.
There's a different thing in the report. It's some sort of agreement that you're not allowed to say. You're not allowed, report that you're number one or that you're beating other people.
This is a new rule that's just come in.
I've never heard of this before. I was only learning about this today. And I was like, well, that's it then. I'm finished.
Is it specifically for you, Ray? Everyone else
is allowed to do it. No, it's for everyone, apparently. Because it was with the listenership figures out today. And before it was, because that's the whole business. That's the business. That's the business, beating people, right? That's the business. Mm. That's what this is. That's why we do this. Yeah. And now they said, oh, you can't say you're number one.
So you can't say it now, but in the previous time the figures came out, we could have said it, exactly that. And then the ones before that, we could have said it. And then the ones before that, we could have said it. We can't say it now.
We don't need to say it, but it's lovely to be able to say it.
Just can't say it now.
You're not able to say it now. What we can say, the loophole is, in our previous listenership figures, with the highest ever listenership. By the way, sorry about this. I know. So I'm sorry about this. Just give me my moment. We were the highest ever afternoon show ever for Today FM, like since Today FM existed, since Radio Ireland days. Mm. Highest ever. And we've added another 3,000 listeners yesterday. So to those 3,000ers, welcome on in. The gang's all here. Punch up there a little bit, JP. Just move over a little bit. Got 3,000 extra. Got to squeeze them in somewhere. Orla, could you just move over just a little? Could you
take your bag off that chair? Take your bag off that chair.
Take your bag off. Take your bag and your clothes off the chair.
I was saving it for someone.
For who?
3,000 people.
For 2,999 other people need to sit down as well, you know. Crazy. Yeah, the listenership figures are in and up. And see, this is ridiculous. They come out every 3 months, so we're obligated then to go, isn't it great? Flying our own flag, tooting our own horn. And I love tooting. Mm. I love horns and I love tooting them. I'm mad for the horn. Particularly my own one.
Yep.
So just give me a couple of moments to blow my own horn here. Some self-blowing. And then we'll move on. Really, it's not about blowing my horn, it's about blowing yours, actually, dear listeners.
Fair enough, yeah.
So, let me blow your horn this afternoon and say thank you for listening. It is genuinely... What was the thing? They made me write... They said, oh, we need you to say something in the press release. And I was like, I don't want to do a... Oh, thanks for suffering, or thanks for, you know, sort of a pity sort of... I wanted it to be genuine and heartfelt. Please hold, you don't mind waiting.
No, it's absolutely fine, yeah. If you're at home listening and you find this hard to listen to and a bit sickening, just take two Motilium and you'll be fine.
Hang on now. Do you know we can afford to lose you, actually? Because we've got 299,000 others.
Whoa. No, stay where you are.
There we go. I'm really grateful for those ears. Tell your friends. It's such a relief to know that you get the in-jokes and the nonsense and are sticking around with our little group of misfits and weirdos in the afternoon. And that's what we are, really. Isn't it a group of misfits and weirdos? It's just lovely and amazing and surprising to be back and for everything to be going so well. I need to drop this "we're back" thing as well, by the way. It's coming up on a year and a half now being back. But every day it genuinely does feel like we're only just back in the door. But being gone, like we were gone for so long that to be back, I never imagined we'll be back in here on the afternoons and doing this.
You don't miss your water until your river runs dry, is what they say.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And I think we were in our 20s, we were kids at the time. Speaking for me anyway, I definitely took it for granted. It was like, at times it was a slog, at times it was a pain. We left, and when we were gone, it was like, oh, imagine, yeah, well, that ship has sailed, that's over. And to be back in here and doing it, and to be getting the reaction that we're getting, it's just genuinely lovely and wonderful and heartwarming. Look, I know it's because I'm brilliant, but it's just...
You ruined it. You ruined it, Ray.
No, it is genuine. I said, for everything to be going so well, I really can't express how wonderful it feels. Thank you, exclamation mark. Talk tomorrow, exclamation mark. And in brackets, JP says thanks too. I even gave you a line. See how lovely I was
there? Thanks.
Wasn't I lovely?
Cheers.
Orla, don't you think I was lovely?
You see.
Guys, have we gone to press with that already?
Roll it there, JP. Get him now, baby. I want him now, baby. Orla says thanks too. Say thanks.
Thanks. I want him now, baby.
All right, that's enough of our self-blowing. No more blowing for the rest of the afternoon, okay? That's my blow-free promise. This is Today FM. David Guetta and Mr. Jam, if you really love me, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon, happy Thursday. We're nearly there. The finish line's in sight in terms of the week. And here comes the weekend, kinda. Let's do a roll call. I'm Ray, there's JP.
Ancha.
Arla Ormond.
Ancha.
And your text on 087-4100-102. We've got 3,000 extra people added to the roll call this morning, or this afternoon. Jane Lore figures, listenership figures came out. Well, they've come out this morning, the figures, didn't they? What time was it? 12 o'clock?
12 o'clock, yeah.
Up to midday then. So we were at 163,000 and now we're at... No, we were at 160,000. And now we're at 163,000?
Correct.
Okay. And 160 was the highest ever before and now we're the highest ever again. Thanks for all the lovely messages. We're not doing this for the whole show, but thanks. And it's... You've no idea.
Has the motillium kicked in yet?
You have no idea. Genuinely. It's truly lovely. Thank you. You have no idea. On show, Ray, I'm here for the show as per usual. But who are all these blow-ins you have listening now? I see a lot of unfamiliar faces today. From Connor, love the show. Hey! Massive congrats, lads. Ray, love the show. Hey, from Luke. Suggesting that I play one of the... Now's the chance to play one of the jingles, is it? Ray, great summer report card. Even though humour and fun isn't your main objective, it's a big part. What is my main objective?
To get paid every month.
That's my number one. Keep up the good work. There's still a few more weeks of work needed before the summer hits, so don't rest on your laurels.
Who wrote that?
Love the show from Alex. And Ray, shout out to the makers of my allegedly water... that's it on the listenership figures. Where's Luke's... Where's the thing that Luke actually said, JP? That'd be lovely.
He said it was time to wheel out one of the old jingles.
Because, you know, I've been spending the last 3 minutes playing them. What do you think I was doing that for?
I thought you were just entertaining yourself.
Ray, shout out to the makers of my allegedly water-resistant jacket. I'd be better off wearing kitchen roll today, Mark. Out for a wet walk in Dublin. Any more texts or WhatsApps? 0874-100-102.
Ray Foley.
Playing Lady Gaga next.
Care Plus, providing home care for... Hey, I was born this way. Hey, I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way. Hey.
Oh, guys, that's over. Journey. Oh, it's Lady Gaga, Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. My phone is playing Instagram in the back.
What are you doing?
Sorry, guys, I'm very sorry. Stop that. Lady Gaga, Born This Way, Today FM. How you doing? Alright, it's got a lovely message on my Instagram. I was reading that, and then I follow a lot of raccoon accounts on Instagram as well. A lot of goat accounts, a lot of raccoon accounts. I'd love a raccoon or a goat, but my wife keeps saying no. I mean, she's happy for us to have children, and yet I can't have a goat or a child. Ridiculous. So yeah, that's what was coming on my phone there, another raccoon video. Anyway, that's besides the point. The message I got on my Instagram, on my DMs. I don't know, yeah, I'm not going to say names, actually, but I'll just give a shout out to this lady who sent me a message. She says, "Hey Ray, I'm heading in for cyberknife radiation tomorrow in the Hermitage to blast an adenoma." Am I
pronouncing? Yeah, it looks right, yeah.
"An adenoma on my pituitary gland. Long story short, I had surgery to try and remove it in March, but it failed, so this is the next step. I was supposed to have a single high-dose radiation session last Friday lunchtime, but they cancelled to tell me I needed a number of sessions, one after another. I was disappointed not to be getting over and done within one session, but when I rang myself, my words were, well, at least it means I'll be able to listen to Ray when I'm being blasted." Does that not make it worse, listening to us while you're being blasted? So hang on, you're going to have us on at the same time. "Coincidentally, you've been involved in many key moments in my life. The day himself picked up my engagement ring, I met you in Dunn's and got a picture with you." Really? Which Dunn's was it? Was it a Dunn's in Cork or was it a Dunn's in Dublin? "You blagged us an upgrade to a suite one time in the Lyrath for himself's birthday." That does sound like something I would do. I'm a blagger.
Yeah.
"I'm happy to call a hotel and see if we can sort you out. I couldn't make a Michael Bublé concert in Germany, so you arranged for my tickets to be given to another listener, and they gave me tickets to his Aviva concert." Now that's ringing a bell.
You are obsessed with this lady, it seems.
Clearly me and this woman, like, we... we're here for each other. I remember the Michael Bublé thing. Then we moved into our new house and you're with us because Alexa meant that we could listen to you. So it's kind of fitting that you'll be entertaining me through this bit. So I'm here through the shitty bits as well as the good bits. So the appointments are as follows. 2:30 on Thursday, which is now, and 3:30 on Friday. You'll be keeping me calmer than a Xanax would. Really though, listener? Really? I'd love it if at some stage, while you're on, you could play Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Of course I could, yeah. Jesus. It's the least I could do. And also, we've been looking up Cyberknife radiation therapy.
Incredible looking.
It looks serious. So anyway, look at... I'm not a prayer, but I'll send lovely thoughts. My prayers wouldn't do you any good anyway, but thoughts and prayers. This is Today FM. Just a small town. Journey and Don't Stop Believing on Today FM. Don't stop. What is it, 2008 all over again? What was the year, actually?
Was it 2010?
2010 we were doing that. For the end of The Sopranos, do you remember?
Do you remember?
Tony's eating the onion rings. They're eating the onion rings in the cafe. FM playing the music you love. Yeah, we played that for a listener who sent. I don't want to say her name is here, but I don't want to say her name. Just we don't want to be sharing her personal business on the airwaves. But she sent me a lovely message on Instagram. She said, "What an incredible story." This is Aaron. What an incredible story from that woman. Yeah, God love her. Like, I've been there for all of the moments of her life. She's going to be at my funeral. Ray, send me some positive vibes and well wishes. Send some positive vibes and well wishes to that listener for me. Love the show. Hey, from Grania. Yeah, of course, we're all feeling the same now, you see. And a lovely song selection as well, it's got to be said. And Ray, I had to Google Cyberknife, and the equipment looks like that robot, Ed 209. What's ED 209, is it?
I think I think you can say Ed 209. He's the you have 10 seconds to comply guy, isn't he?
From RoboCop.
Yeah.
Serious piece of kit from Noel. I hope, listener, that you're not in under the cyber knife now and it doesn't suddenly say you have 10 seconds to comply. Unless it's saying that to the tumor, in which case, let's kick its ass!
Yes, come on!
From Noel, nice one.
Ray Foley.
Alright, we're thinking of you anyway today, okay?
Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference.
Sorry if you're driving. It's not somebody behind you, it's me.
Get off the road! Today FM playing the music you love.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button there.
What did that text just say much earlier in the show about not resting on the laurels? Because the wheels have already fallen off.
Oh, it's got a very loose show today. Today FM playing the music you love. Elvis VJXL. A little less conversation, a little more action, please. And funnily enough, ironically, it's the conversation that people are tuning in for in their droves here onto the FM. Yeah, that's right. I'm blowing my own horn. Oh, that's very nice. Surely I've got a bigger one than that. Hang on 1 second, actually. I'll just go see if I can find a bigger horn here somewhere. Just have a look around. What's that? That's a kazoo.
Oh, no.
That's not a horn. What's that, Jimmy?
A penny whistle.
A penny whistle.
It's not going to do the... You don't want that. Keep looking there.
What's that?
It's a referee's whistle.
It's a ref's whistle. I was going to say the same thing. A ref's whistle. What's that? Oh, this is perfect, actually. Here we go. That's not a horn.
It's not even a horn.
That's ridiculous. There you go. That's
perfect.
That's me blowing my own horn on the air this afternoon following the listenership results, which were released this morning. Thank you very much indeed. Do you know what? It's important to celebrate your victories. 0874 100 102. Thanks for all the lovely messages. I said it's great to know that some people are getting and understand the in-jokes. Aaron's over there, Aaron.
Foley, have you been making jokes all this time and you never told us? I was wondering what the laughs were for. Congrats on the listening figures, yeah. Ray.
Cheers, brother.
It's great to have you back.
Cheers, man. It means a lot.
I love the show.
Hey! Even just doing that, I love the show jokes. I mean, nothing is fresh. It's all the old stuff, but like, the heart is warm. And John is over there as well. John?
Lads, as Roy Keane would say,
what
are you on about, man? You have more listeners. That's your job. Do your job. That's your job.
Yeah, that's a fair point, actually.
That's your job.
And what was the thing that Luke had said? He said, now, if this isn't a chance, record listeners, if that's not licensed to spin the old jingle, I don't know what is. Massive congrats, and Ray, love the show. Hey. That's not licensed to spin the old jingle. The irony, of course, we don't have the license to spin the old jingle.
Yeah.
Because every time we play it, we're supposed to pay for it. I didn't play this, okay?
We love all our listeners. It's cheesy, but it's true. Hopefully it's mutual, and you love us too. If you are a newbie, just keep on coming back. Because without you, we don't get the sack.
That's absolutely true. Tooting our horn this afternoon. Thank you so much for listening.
The Ray Foley Show, today.
We seriously have to start playing that. Seriously, find some money and make that happen. Yeah.
How much does that cost now? That's cost us a pretty penny now. That
just cost JP 5,000 euro out of his own money. But it's worth it. The bit of production sounds awesome on the air. Find the money, okay? Britney Spears, Today FM.
I think I did it all along.
Eyes on, picture you, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray's my name, JP's over there.
How are you?
I'm feeling great. Hi. I'm feeling groovy. Feeling nice, feeling happy. And tooting our own horn with the listenership figures today. That's it, done. And now that's it, it's over. Finished, done and dusted, and complete.
Until August. When they're out again.
This is the thing about it. I just cannot. I can't be dealing. And then there is a certain obligation, like particularly when they're good. You have to go and say thanks. Because it really does mean so much. But then it's like, oh, we're doing it again in another few weeks. Ridiculous. Actually, I said I'm done blowing my horn. I've got a bunch of them here.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like that. Ladies and gentlemen, Ciara King. Here comes Ciara King. She's Ciara King.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Ciara King, how are you?
Hello, guys. I have to tell you something really weird. Mm. I was listening at the start of the show and I heard you talking about, you know, the guy, the call to prayer guy.
The call to prayer. Oh, this is the imam in the Muslim imam. Yeah, and he's singing on the microphone thing, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember I went to Dubai, God, it must have been 2012. I was over visiting a friend and I was on a rooftop in a swimming pool reading Roy Keane's autobiography, and every now and again the call to prayer obviously would go off in the mosques or whatever, and it was one of those really weird kind of cultural experiences because I was hearing Roy Keane's voice in my head, but I was on a rooftop in Dubai listening to call to prayer. And then, get this, right? So I'm sitting near a bookshelf. I looked up. Guess what book I'm looking at?
In a bookshop?
No, I've got my bookshelf in front of me here.
Guess what book? A shelf.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Roy Keane book right there.
It was the Roy Keane book, the second half, which was ghostwritten by Roddy Doyle. Written by Roddy Doyle. So there you go.
Someone was saying about our listenership figures that if it was Roy Keane congratulating us.
You have more listeners. That's your job. Do your job.
Do your job.
He's right. That's your job. He is right.
That's your job. Yeah. Do your job.
Stop going on about it. Stop blowing your own horn. It's ridiculous. Stop it. Just stop going on about it. Stop tooting your own. Foley, stop tooting. It's ridiculous.
In fairness, you've barely mentioned it.
I do like to, you know, I keep my life under a bushel. Is that the expression? I like it to keep it to myself. We had an old boss, Willie, and around the listenership figures and awards and all that kind of thing, he would always say, celebrate your victories. Like, when it's good news, talk about it. Say it, enjoy it. Because there's so many people in this business and in life in general, in every walk of life, in every job, every career, most people are negative. Most people are going to be like, that's crap, do better at that. Don't do that.
Yeah, but we're also Irish. We're not very good at praising ourselves, are we? You know, so you're right.
We'll go out for dinner and have a few drinks and celebrate it. And we have to say thank you to our lovely listeners. Right, we're putting that to bed for now because I want to talk about streaming and movies and what's in the pictures and what's worth looking at this week. There's been huge buzz about this Michael J. Fox thing.
Okay, boys, I implore you, if you're going to do one thing this weekend, okay, bar celebrating your listenership, I would go and I would see still a Michael J. Fox movie. It's on Apple TV tomorrow morning, but it's in select cinemas around Ireland. Michael J. Fox, he's a cultural icon from the 1980s. He was very sadly diagnosed with Parkinson's at 29 years of age. And this documentary focuses on his extraordinary life, his career, and him living with that disease.
Have a listen.
The popularity of Michael J. Fox is a phenomenon.
Right. I feel 4 feet tall.
I get it. I was big. I was bigger than bubblegum. I woke up and I noticed my pinky. Auto-animated. Parkinson's disease.
The sad sack story is Michael J. Fox gets this debilitating disease and it crushes him.
Yeah, that's boring.
Crying already. I'm welling up already. It's ridiculous. Oh,
guys, honestly, I spent the morning watching the documentary and there was a couple of times where I did cry. But like you heard in the clip there, he's like, that's boring. The story about Michael J. Fox having Parkinson's, that's actually the boring bit. I'd forgotten how much I loved Michael J. Fox because I guess he hasn't been on our screens in a really long time. But this documentary, oh my God, it is magic. David Guggenheim, by the way, he won an Oscar for An Inconvenient Truth. He directs it. And it's interwoven in this way where there's like reenactments and then there's actual footage, clips from the movies that he was in, ranging from Doc Hollywood, obviously Back to the Future, Family Ties. And I'd forgotten about Spin City because that was kind of one of the last TV shows that he was in.
I was just going to say, because wasn't the diagnosis pre-Spin City? And then he continued to work and he was in, like, this is the thing that I suppose when we all, this is again down to the ignorance of, when someone is diagnosed with Parkinson's, there's a sort of, well, that's it now then. That's it's done and dusted. Mm-hmm. I suppose this is what he addresses in the documentary. Is that like when he was 29, everyone expected him to just not be working, not be seen anymore. But of course, Spin City was massive. That was a huge show, like Big Bang Theory's level of success, Friends level of success. It was huge. So is the documentary then about Parkinson's or is it about him or what do they focus on?
It focuses on like him growing up in a Canadian army base and being this really short kid that had to be really funny to kind of get over the fact that he was super short. And then his break into Hollywood. And there was at one stage, and he talks about this, he was like the boy prince of Hollywood. He was on every chat show. He was in every blockbuster movie. He was in every magazine. And then obviously he got diagnosed at 29 and he became a raving alcoholic, actually, which he talks about in the documentary, which is something that I didn't know. No. But he is so funny and charismatic. I don't want to give too much away, but one of the opening scenes, and this should just show you how Michael J. Fox deals with living with Parkinson's. He's with his physiotherapist and he's attempting to walk, which he finds difficult. He can do it. And he's walking down the street and somebody recognizes him and he spins to say hello and he falls down. And the woman stops and, you know, she's like, oh gosh, are you okay? Whatever. And he said, look at you. He said, you just knocked me off my feet. And she started laughing. And he started laughing and he's really raw. He's very open. At one stage, the camera pans to him and he's got a black eye. And the director is like, how'd you get that black eye? And he said, look, I just fell over. I fell into a chair and I broke some bones in my cheek. And, you know, he was like, that's just the way it is. He was like, don't feel sorry for me. This is what I have to live with. His family feature a good bit as well. And the way, as I said, the footage is kind of interwoven into the story. It actually does feel like you're watching a movie, but at the same time, it's still a documentary.
It's called Still. It's a Michael J. Fox movie. It's going to be on Apple TV this weekend.
Tomorrow, Friday.
Check that out. Go and have a look for yourself. If you are a Michael J. Fox fan, you should still be. He sounds incredible. Right, amazing. We'll do more after Ed Sheeran. This is Today FM. No, it's a bad idea. Becky Hill and Galantis Run. Today FM, play the music you love. Good afternoon. We're talking movies, we're talking pictures, we're talking about streaming, what's happening, what's worth watching this weekend. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
Hiya.
And joining us live from Galway, it's the wonderful Ciara King, the Queen.
Hello.
Ciara Queen, more like. There's nothing.
Oh, I like it. I like what you did there.
There's nothing original, Ciara. There's just nothing original. There are no new ideas. There's no fresh ideas. That's actually why we're back on the radio, actually.
True, yeah. Perfect example.
There's nothing fresh. There's nothing new. Let's just do the old stuff.
Look.
Which is why I've got a career. But this is true of the next two bits as well. We've got, well, what do you want to do first? White Man Can't Jump?
Let's talk about White Men Can Jump. We are in the era of remakes, that is for sure. And we're in the era of sequels. And I feel that the Marvel universe is beginning to kind of slowly dissipate a little bit. So yeah. I think it's going to leave room for kind of all of these other remakes to kind of come through. So White Men Can't Jump, did you watch it in 1992? It starred Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. I'm a huge fan of Woody Harrelson, by the way. So anything that he's in, I will watch it. And it was about, you know, two huge basketball players that pretend to kind of hate each other and then come together, you know, and they're both from the, you know, different sides of the track and they've both got different things going on. It has been reimagined in 2023 with Jack Harlow and Cinqua Walls.
Jack Harlow, he's the hot young white rapper. He's a rapper, yeah.
People know Jack Harlow as being an American rapper, and actually he was in the news last week because people weren't too happy because he recently announced himself as the second best white rapper of all time
behind
Eminem.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Second best to Eminem.
Second best to Eminem.
What about Vanilla Ice?
I was Vanilla Ice.
What about any one of the three Beastie Boys?
That's actually not a bad shout.
Mm-hmm. So this is Jack Harlow's acting debut, and Kenya Barris, he was the guy who created Blackish, and he's behind this remake. So it'll be interesting to see that comes out next week on Disney+.
What about Macklemore?
Yeah, what about Macklemore?
See, I would have said Macklemore, guys. I'm a huge fan of Macklemore as well, so I would have put him up there. But anyway, Jack Harlow's come out, and a lot of people have an awful lot of opinions about it on the internet.
House of Pain, yeah, that's a good
Pain?
One.
Yeah.
Have a listen. This is White Men Can't Jump, and it's out this week.
Ladies and gentlemen!
You think you're slick, huh? Showing up to courts dressed like a dumbass, acting like you can't hoop.
You assumed I couldn't hoop because I'm white, which is incredibly outdated.
No, I assumed you couldn't hoop because you were dressed like a white girl at Whole Foods.
Every hooper I know is entering that big-ass tournament with a winner get $500,000.
I just need somebody who can play so I can make some money.
You're joking, right?
$500,000 for one day of hoop.
I bet y'all got more in common than these guys.
That's the bet.
I doubt that.
Yeah.
Robbie Williams did a bit of rapping.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
A bit of talky bits in his songs. I suppose you can say. So there's. Hang on. Eminem.
I wouldn't say Robbie Williams, guys. No, that's a push.
What about Fred Durst?
What?
What about Fred Durst?
Fred Durst!
From Limp Bizkit.
Aha! It's not out this weekend, by the way, on Disney Plus. It's out next weekend. White Men Can't Jump. And that'll be worth checking out. And one final thing. Actually, I've got the music. I'm just going to have to stick on the music, lads. He's coming back. Say it three times. It's Beetlejuice. I'm actually just going to play the whole theme, Kira, okay?
Yeah.
And we'll come back at the end of it. Right? Bonus point this afternoon. Name the composer of the Beetlejuice theme tune.
Is it the same person who did the Batman theme tune?
Also for Tim Burton. It sure is.
Oh, no! Don't you be Googling
Hans
here.
Hans Zimmer.
No, it's not.
Zimmer.
It's not Hans Zimmer. And I do know this, but I'm not going to get it. I'm going to hate myself when you say it.
I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
It's Danny Elfman.
Is it Danny Elfman?
It's Danny Elfman.
I never would have got that. But anyway.
There's Beetlejuice coming back. Is this a sequel or a reboot?
It is a sequel. It's been 35 years since Tim Burton's iconic film Beetlejuice came out, and it starred some heavy hitters. Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis, Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara. And all of them have gone on to have kind of different careers, haven't they? really, when you think about it.
Yeah, good mix. Is Michael Keaton going to come back? I know.
Sorry. Yes. Also, sorry, the main character, Michael Keaton.
Yeah, Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
I know Justin Theroux was announced yesterday. He's going to be involved in some way.
Yeah, so it begins filming in London this summer, and I think it's going to come out September 2024.
Right.
Tim Burton there's been all talks about Tim Burton doing a sequel for a very, very, very long time. There was actually supposed to be a spin-off. It was Beetlejuice in Hawaii, but Tim Burton got busy with Batman, and then it became the early mid-90s, and people kind of interest for Beetlejuice had waned. But yes, it is back. Winona Ryder and
there
Jenna...
There was actually, sorry to cut across you, there was a Beetlejuice spin-off.
Yeah, and there was.
There was the cartoon. Do you remember Beetlejuice, the animated series?
It ran from about 1989 to 1991, and it was brilliant. I remember watching it as a kid and loving it.
So when's it going to come out? Next year, is it?
It's September 2026, and I said Winona Ryder, Michael Keaton, Jenna Ortega.
I'm going to be dead by September 26th.
He won't be
you
around.
Won't, Ray.
Oh, no.
You won't, Ray.
Here's a film Ray's never going to see. Text, the Michael J. Fox's episodes in Scrubs were absolutely amazing to watch. From Andy, of course, his Scrubs episodes, he was brilliant.
And Dr. Kevin Casey was good in that.
Did they factor in the Parkinson's into the role? I think there was an element of that, wasn't there?
He had some kind of psychological issue. I think it was OCD or something like that. But
well, they did factor that in when he appeared in The Good Wife, because I'd forgotten that he appeared in The Good Wife until I was reminded by the documentary today.
Yeah.
And it factored that in, and it was done brilliantly. And also, he appeared in Larry David. You know, Larry David's
the
sitcom.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah, he was in that.
Oh, Curb Your... And it was so funny. And there's this one scene, very quickly, where he hands Larry David a can of fizz, and he opens it up, and it goes everywhere. And Larry David's like, did you do that on purpose? And Michael J. Fox turns around, just shrugs his shoulder, and was like, it was Parkinson's. You know? So it's very funny.
I wanted to be Michael J. Fox so much when I was 10. From Jim, same. What was the TV series he was in?
Family Ties.
The opening shot of Family Ties was Michael J. Fox on a chair with wheels, with casters on the bottom. Yeah, on the bottom of it, right?
Flying across.
And he had two computers. Yeah. He had a computer over here and a computer over there. And I will forever remember as a child looking at Family Ties. And he'd be over here on one computer.
Yeah, and then he whizzes over.
And then he'd zoom over to the other one. It's like, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. The coolest thing we've had on the air today, it's Kira King.
Aw, you
Queen.
Guys.
Cheers, darling. Talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week, boys.
Ray Foley.
With Care Plus.
Justin Timberlake and Snoop Dogg to the FM playing the music you love. Hey, do you want to go to Chicago? The home of McDonald's. We've got a €200 prepaid Perks credit card for you. They're celebrating hashtag McNugget worthy. It's 40 years of the chicken McNugget, and they've got some special edition sauces. Okay, I'll take a break from the barbecue to try out a couple of the special edition sauces. I'm telling you, if I'm taking a break from barbecue, these special edition sauces better be pretty goddamn special. Celebrate 40 years of the McNugget. They've got some special sauces. Garlic mayo, mega hot sauce, chipotle mayo, creamy ranch sauce. Some of these do, in fairness, sound good. But as backup, I think I would still get a barbecue nonetheless. Just to be safe, guys. Guys, we've got to be safe. You got to play it safe with the Nug-Nugs. Every day this week, a €200 prepaid Perks credit card for you. And we've got a trip to Chicago to give away tomorrow. We're going to get you in the draw. Every day is the €200. And then the draw tomorrow. I want to get you in there for a trip to Chicago, 4-2 return flights from Dublin to Chicago, 3 nights in a 4-star hotel, travel insurance. I want to find out if you're hashtag McNugget worthy. We've picked a year in the last 40. In the 40 years McNuggets have been here from McDonald's. You got to tell us the year. This is inspirational stuff, this one.
Get a good feeling.
CNN projects that Barack Obama will be re-elected President of the United States.
And very finally, 12 points go to Sweden.
Thank heavens for that. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
We have a winner in Laura.
Seven reporting for duty.
Where the hell have you been?
Enjoying death.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by a score of 10 points to 8 and the Olympic champion in the red corner.
the back of the next stuff. Well, what's the year? Text us the year along with your name and where you're from. 0874 100102. We've got a winner of the credit card in the next few minutes, and I'll play Avicii for you next.
Ray Foley.
You the best. Lewis Capaldi and Wish You the Best. This is Today FM. Let's bongo. 40 years of the Chicken McNugget. Happy birthday.
Yeah. No. Many happy returns.
It's a big number. And it's a big deal. 40 years. Do you remember your 40th birthday, JP?
Just about.
We're celebrating 40 years of the McNugget and asking if you're hashtag McNugget worthy. Tell us the year. 1 year of the last 40 that we've chosen. You tell us what the year is. And we've got a daily prize of a €200 prepaid Perks credit card. And then our end of week draw tomorrow. We put everyone in the draw for a trip for two to the home of McDonald's. Chicago. Two people off to Chicago. You stay in a 4-star hotel. Return flights, travel insurance. We'll look after you, send you off to America. Wouldn't it be lovely? McDonald's are celebrating the 40 years of the McNuggets with some special edition sauces as well. Garlic mayo, mega hot sauce are out now. And then later on in the month, it's going to be the chipotle mayo and creamy ranch sauce. Ooh, I like a creamy ranch.
What's in a ranch sauce?
Oh, it's a funny one. Yeah, it's
kind of... Is it garlicky also?
It's a maybe a little bit of it. It's a funny one. It's not like a million miles away from Thousand Island, kind of. Right. Do you like Thousand Island?
As distinct from Mary Rose sauce.
Well, Mary Rose is different again. Thousand Island is totally different.
Okay.
You don't know your sauces
at all. I don't
know. I don't even know what you're at.
No.
I don't know. Sorry about him, guys. Have a listen. Identify the year.
Get a good feeling. Yeah. CNN projects that Barack Obama will be re-elected President of the United States.
And very finally, 12 points go to Sweden.
Thank heavens for that. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
We have a winner in Laura.
Seven reporting for duty.
Where the hell have you been?
Enjoying death.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by a score of 10.8 and the Olympic champion in the red corner representing Ireland, Katie
Taylor. Go on, Katie. What a song. Today FM. So it's all right, hang on. I was gonna say scripted Hall of Fame. Today FM, the music you love.
Little bit of business to attend to first.
Yeah, I want to make a phone call. What's the year? Hairs in the back of the next stuff. Listen to Katie Taylor.
It's ringing. That's a loud ringtone.
Only up the road.
I think so. Yeah.
The wee county.
Hello.
Hello. Is that Sharon?
It is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good, Ray. How are you?
Do you like your nug nugs? Do you like your chicken nuggets? Your McNuggets? Oh, yeah. Very nice.
I'm partial to a nugget.
Oh, yeah. See, the thing with me, though, Sharon, is I'm partial to a nugget and five more because they put them, they won't just give you the one nugget. Oh, they're very cheeky like that, the McDonald's people. They sell them in boxes of six. Do you have a sauce of choice, Sharon?
Probably barbecue.
Yeah, same. Snap. We're married now, Sharon. Well done. my new wife. Right. So let me have a look. We've got this, well, the special edition sauces. What have we got? I want you, yeah. I've got a €200 prepaid Perks credit card. Just tell me the year, Sharon.
2012?
It's 2012! Yes, it is. So you've got the credit card, the €200. We've got a trip for two to Chicago. Have you got anyone you'd like to take with you? Is there anyone hashtag McNugget worthy you take with you to Chicago?
I have a husband who loves chicken nuggets.
Forget it. Right off you, should have.
I'll marry him instead then. Is he into the barbecue sauce, is he?
He's into barbecue sauce.
Well, in that case, me and your husband are running away together. What's his name?
Shane.
Lots of love to Shane. Well, listen, you're in the draw tomorrow. Listen in tomorrow. I'll do the draw for the trip to Chicago. And you've got the €200 prepaid credit card. The perks card. It's
Thank
all yours.
Thank you so much. And Ray. Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Sharon.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck tomorrow. Bye, 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 bye. All right, that's it. We've got four in. One more chance to get in the draw for a trip for two to Chicago with a McDonald's and a hashtag McNugget worthy right here on Today FM. Yeah, Katy Perry, Calvin Harris. I know you ain't afraid of pop.
What?
Man.
What happened?
Katy Perry and Calvin Harris. I know we're on it. Who else is on
it? Come on, you heard it the whole way through there.
Fields.
Yes.
Today FM, running through the fields.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It'd help if you were a real nerd, you'd know who this guy was. Now, this is going to look embarrassing if this is the wrong guy.
It's Pharrell Williams.
It is indeed.
It is, of course. Is that it?
Yeah, I knew there was
somebody else on there. FM playing the music you love, and that's our little broadcast for today. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
Is Matt off again?
Is it?
It's Guider on again today.
I like a bit of Guider.
Jesus. Can I get Matt Cooper's agent, please? Seriously. I want Matt Cooper's agent to iron out the deal with my Late Late Show gig.
Matt and Ian Dempsey have a timeshare in Portugal. And obviously Ian's back, so Matt's over there.
They're sharing the holiday home on the beach in Wexford. You're not getting great weather on the beach in Wexford today, Matt. He's never in.
He works
He's
hard.
Part-time
Come on
at this
now.
Stage. He's tearing the arse out of us. I want Matt's deal. Next contract negotiations, get me Matt's deal. This is crazy. Guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. We didn't get to do Michael J. Fox. Where Hollywood legend Michael J. Fox and subject of Michael J. Fox documentary on Apple TV this weekend, Michael J. Fox, tells us about his passion for rearing sheep in Michael J. Fox. We didn't get to do For Michael J. Fox's Sake. Were we... Careful now.
Easy.
Where we encourage people to watch the new Michael J. Fox documentary. Not for our sake. Mm. But for Michael J. Fox's sake, in
For Michael J. Fox's Sake.
And we didn't get to do Spaniel Craig, where James Bond actor Daniel Craig reveals that he's actually a highly successful breeder of pedigrees. Of pedigree spaniels. I didn't know that. I didn't learn something new every day. Matt is off. Oh. But the last word is next.
Ray Foley.